Mission.
Okay, well, I guess it's 1930, and that means it's time to start the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I am now sitting in my bathtub, and of course, right here, I do have a giant cup of tea. Oh, it's so good. It's a little hot, though. That's okay. We will just let it cool off for a little bit. As you have probably surmised, I'm sitting in the bathtub. I got up about an hour ago, and my back was still a little bit weird. It's better, but it's weird. If you listened to yesterday's show, kind of a weak show, I realized. Oh, I was pretty much incapacitated yesterday. But by about 2 o'clock in the morning, my back was starting to feel a little bit better. And I did manage to get some sleep around 3 a.m. I woke up at about 7:30. In a little bit of pain, but not terrible. And I did manage to go back to bed. And so now, yeah, I still got some back issues, but not nearly as bad as yesterday. So, maybe we'll have a slightly more interesting show today as I soak in this hot bathtub, trying to fix my back. I did take some more ibuprofen and acetaminophen today, not too long ago. And hopefully that will be kicking in soon. Oh. I hope so. Because the pain the pain level now is just annoying. It's not that, oh, I'm in pain sort of pain. It's the, oh, what's that annoying feeling in my back? What's that annoying feeling when I try to move my legs? Oh, it's a stupid thing in my back trying to be stupid and is dumb. So yeah. That's what I'm doing today. And that's probably going to be just about all I do today. As I turn off the water with my toes. We've got another cold day outside. And not only is it cold, there was another winter weather advisory in effect because we had another thunder sleet storm, as they like to call it. It was great. Around midnight last night, it started to rain, so there was lots of nice thunder, and it was cold enough to just make more ice. And so all the roads are coated with a thin film of ice. Nobody wants to drive anywhere. I know I don't. Besides, I don't have anywhere I need to be. I got plenty of food in my house, so I don't have to go to the store. And where else did I need to go? Oh, yes, I need to go to the post office at some point, but again, that's not going to happen today. It's not critical. I don't have to go to the post office for at least another, about 2 weeks is my guess. So we'll go some other day. Oh, yeah. think I managed to find a position where my back doesn't hurt, okay? Just stay like this for the next half an hour and I will be good. So anyway, the only thing that I have to do today is watch Champions League. It's Tuesday, it's Champions League day, hooray. And of course, Champions League tomorrow. And then of course, Europa League on Thursday. So I'm gonna have a good football week. And so I'll be watching football. Because I like football. And I will probably watch a little bit more of the Olympics. Because I've been trying to catch as much of that as I can tolerate. Ow. I moved in the wrong direction. There we go. Now I'm better. Oh, yes. So, I don't know what Champions League games I'm going to get today. There's a lot of games on. What do I want to see? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'll take what I can get. I'm a little bit tired. I hope I don't fall asleep during my Champions League. My sleep last night was kind of broken up. I slept okay. Not great. Not optimum, but, you know, within acceptable operating parameters. So maybe I'll take a nap later this afternoon. I don't know. I'm not planning on doing it, but if I feel tired, maybe I will. Maybe I will. Oh, yeah. Huh. I think the Tylenol, excuse me, don't mean to use any brand names. I think the acetaminophen and the ibuprofen are kicking in because I can feel the edge of that pain being smoothed off. Not bad. Not bad. Oh, yeah. Okay. Whew. Yeah, so I think I'm feeling a little bit better. This is uplifting. This works out for me well. Okay, so does this mean I'll have to put my back brace back on? I don't know. Obviously, I'm not wearing it now in the bathtub. It's right over there with my clothes. And I was wearing it this morning. And it's weird. I want to take my back brace off because my brace squeezes my guts and then it makes my guts all weird. Then I can't eat quite right and there's other little problems. So I'm always wondering when the earliest I can take my back brace off is. But if I take the brace off too early, then the problems will come back. So it's always kind of a trick to figure out when that stupid thing can come off. So I imagine I'll get out of the bathtub in a while here, put the brace back on, and then leave it on for a couple of hours to see how things go. Make sure we don't have any relapses in my back problem. Yeah, I'm flexing pretty good. Yeah, there's still little problems back there. I can feel tense muscles and some low aching throbs, but actually I think I'm pretty good. Whew. Oh, such a relief. And that's the magic of taking baths. Oh, I do love to take a bath. Oh, yeah. So recently, while taking baths, you know, I must have taken, how many times did I get in the bathtub yesterday? Maybe 5 times, at least 4. Was that the 5th time last night? Yeah, maybe 5 times.
I do love to be in the bathtub. And I do love to drink tea. Where are we with this tea? Oh, it's still kind of hot. Oh, but it's so delicious. So delicious for me. And guess what I was reading in the bathtub yesterday? Nothing worthwhile. Oh, I was reading manga again. And I was reading some tankobon. And I was actually reading my favorite Akira Toriyama title. Is it my favorite? I would say, yeah, probably. So you're thinking, oh, Tobe, you must be reading Dragon Ball if you're reading Akira Toriyama. No, I am not reading Dragon Ball. I'm actually reading the series that he wrote before Dragon Ball, and that is Dr. Slump. That's right, started in 1980 and ran until 1984. Dr. Slump was a huge hit in Japan, and it spawned anime television shows, series, and it spawned, oh, close to a dozen movies. And so I've been reading some English translations. I've got a few books of that stuff, Dr. Slump. And I kind of like it. Is it Akira Toriyama's best work? I don't know. I also liked Sandland. Sandland was good. And of course, there's Dragon Ball. Now, of course, you know, when you speak of Akira Toriyama and manga in general, you're never going to have a conversation where Dragon Ball doesn't come up. Kind of one of the all-time classics. The Dragon Ball franchise ran for many, many years. You can still see various anime series on American television to this day. And I'm not a huge fan of Dragon Ball. I liked Dragon Ball at the very beginning when Goku was just a little boy monkey. And it was still kind of a funny manga instead of a fighting story. And I liked just the general feel of those first few volumes, but then it sort of turned into, let's fight. And that's my main problem with Dragon Ball. Jeez. I subscribed to Shonen Jump for a number of years, and I remember, you know, the fight between the good guys and Cell, if you're familiar with the comic, one of the bad guys, it lasted over a year. I mean, it took like 18 months just to get through this one fight. And that doesn't forward the story. I'm more interested in seeing the story go forward than see this fight drawn out for, literally drawn out, over a year. Ugh. So that's why I'm not a huge Dragon Ball fan. Early Dragon Ball is great, but it sort of devolves. And that's my general problem with shonen manga to begin with. It's all kind of the same stuff. It's all fighting. And to find a story that isn't fighting is kind of difficult. But they're out there. And that's why I sort of switched to shoujo manga. At least the stories are about something else. Although they tend to be high drama, overwrought, ridiculous girl stories. But sometimes there's other good stuff too. So anyway, although the truth of the matter is I can't afford to read any of that stuff anymore. The problem with comics, at least for me, is that they are not a good entertainment value. I'm a pretty fast reader, and so I can read a comic book in about 4 minutes, and considering what they cost, that's not a good time-to-price ratio. when I buy entertainment, I need to get more entertainment for my dollar than a comic book can really provide. And so I don't really get into it anymore, comics and stuff. Not that I was ever heavily into it, but there was occasionally things that I liked, like Dr. Slump. Dr. Slump is a classic, and I didn't even start reading it until, I don't know, sometime in the 21st century. It would have been around like 2003 or 2004. I was reading about it in Shonen Jump, and they said, yeah, we also publish Dr. Slump, Akira Toriyama's first work, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, oh, maybe I'll check that out. So I did check it out, and I ended up liking it. So I bought a few books of Dr. Slump. Dr. Slump, it's kind of dorky. It's just a gag manga. It's nothing serious. It's just kind of lowbrow humor. But it's sort of funny. I'm not a lowbrow guy, but I can put up with it on occasion. And Dr. Slump has enough other stuff going on in it that, oh, I can get past the puerile scatological humor. Dr. Slump is about a guy. Ostensibly, he is Dr. Slump. His name is Senbei. Senbei Noriaki. And that's a funny joke if you speak Japanese and if you know anything about rice crackers. And so this guy, he's an inventor. And so he builds a little robot girl. And her name is Arale. Arale Noriaki. Also a funny joke in Japanese if you like rice crackers. And so the comic is mostly about what this little girl robot gets up to. And it's kind of funny. And it's creative. That's what I like about it. It's not that the jokes are knee-slappingly, gut-bustingly hilarious or anything like that. Because remember, these are also being translated from Japanese, and some stuff kind of gets lost in translation. But I just like Akira Toriyama's style. I like what he draws. And so whenever the doctor, you know, the main character guy, he invents something, that just gives Akira Toriyama an excuse to, you know, draw a funny machine. And so he's got like this flying machine that is really just this sort of round ball that has arms sticking out of it that flaps two fans. And that's how this machine flies. And so he's creative this way and draws funny stuff. And that's what I like about Dr. Slump, I guess. It's pretty good stuff. Oh, I just had a little twinge in my back. So if you're looking for a real mindless time killer of a manga, look into Dr. Slump. It's kind of cute. Yum, yum, yum. Oh, good tea. How's my back doing? Oh, it's not doing too bad. I am starting to feel a little better. Between the bathtub and the analgesics I have taken. And I'm sitting in just the right position that it doesn't bother my back. So that's a good thing. I'm very happy about this. Oh man, yesterday was a bear. Because it was one of those things where I could find a vaguely comfortable position to sit in. But then whenever I had to get up or do something, oh, it hurt. And I could barely walk, and I had to walk with my knees bent and bent over at the waist, and so I was waddling up the stairs, and going up the stairs was terrible. Ooh. But today, I'm feeling so much better, and I'm very happy about it. Hooray. Oh, yes. So anywho, here we are, sitting in the bathtub once again. just sort of killing time before my Champions League starts. I do love Champions League, and I am beginning to think that Barcelona is probably going to win again this year. Barcelona, Barcelona. Oh God, that reminds me. What was I watching? Oh, I can't remember. Was I watching the Olympics? No. I was actually watching, not the Olympics, I was watching a documentary on ESPN about some Olympic athletes. Oh, it was part of, you know, like E60, and it was about the women's Nigerian bobsled team. And they were showing some footage. And there was this one shot where you'll only see the bobsled flying by for about 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, for about 3 seconds tops. And as the camera pans to follow the bobsled, there's a little kid standing in the way of the shot. And he's just standing there, and he's got a Barcelona jersey on over his coat. So he put his coat on first, and then the Barcelona jersey. Oh, and I just laughed and laughed and laughed. Because this is one of my favorite things to do, and it's to spot the football jerseys. And this is a game you should play too, but you'd have to be familiar with some of these jerseys to really get into it, but I've mentioned it before, I will mention it again. I like to watch travel shows where somebody's traveling around and they're doing stuff in some foreign country. And the more foreign the country is, the better, you know. I don't watch people walking around in England or France or anywhere, but, you know, go somewhere a little bit further off the beaten path, like go to Burkina Faso. Or go to Papua New Guinea. But I love shows like this. Anthony Bourdain often has shows like this. I'm not going to mention the shows, but you know the man. He's been doing travel shows for the last 10 years. And my favorite thing is, you know, they'll show him walking through some African village. You know, there's no paved roads. There's no running water. There's no trees. There's no nothing, but then, you know, there's that kid standing by his mud hut, and he's wearing, you know, like a Real Madrid shirt. Oh, that's my favorite. I saw one a couple nights ago. I forget where it was, but there was just sort of this panning shot to show some people standing around, and there's five kids, each of them wearing top-level football club shirts. I saw Barcelona, Real Madrid, Manchester United, and an Arsenal shirt. What else was there? I can't remember. And they were all wearing different shirts, but they were all football jerseys. And so that's my favorite thing. You know, and you think, oh, the further they get into the wilderness, the less likely that's going to happen. No, I've seen stuff where the main characters are rowing upstream. They're rowing up the Amazon. They're in the deepest, darkest jungle, the most remote areas on the planet. And then, you know, a native floats by on another boat, and he's got on an Arsenal jersey. This happens all the time. Everywhere you look in the background. And it's usually a kid, but not always. And there's some guy standing around wearing a football jersey. And, you know, this usually happens while the narrator is telling you all about how remote this village is. You know, oh, this village is so far away from civilization. You know, is it? Because there's a kid right there, standing right there, wearing a Manchester United football jersey. I think it's funny. because there are no more remote places on Earth. You can go to the most remote place on Earth, which is pretty much Papua New Guinea. And there's a lot of shows that get filmed there. And in every single one, in every single episode of every single show that ever gets taped in Papua New Guinea, you will always see multiple children standing around watching the doings while wearing some top-level football club jersey. And I should start writing some of this stuff down and seeing which jerseys I see the most. Just off the top of my head, I would say Barcelona, Real Madrid, Arsenal, and Manchester United. Those are probably the top four jerseys that I see. Occasionally see other ones, but those are the biggies. Because those are the biggest, baddest clubs. Oh, yeah. Whew. I'm kind of doing okay. That's great. Feeling pretty good. Probably will have to take that or put my back brace on just to be safe. But oh, I'm happy about it. The funny thing is, if you walk around here in Omaha, Nebraska, the odds of you seeing somebody wearing a Barcelona jersey are much lower. Yeah, here we are in the first world, and you're not going to see as many people. You know, if you go down in the South Omaha, you will occasionally see people wearing football jerseys. But when you get down there, you'll see jerseys for like Club America and Chivas. I've seen, what else have I seen? And of course, I have seen the occasional Barcelona. I saw a Barcelona away jersey somewhere really weird. Oh no, that was one of those kids that I saw that on that one show. He had the rare shirt. You know, most kids, they want the Barcelona home jersey. No, not that kid. He wanted the Barcelona away jersey. And I thought that was pretty hip. That was one cool kid. Oh, all right, time for a little bit more tea. I'm actually sitting up in the bathtub right now. Oh, yeah. Good tea, and my pain has subsided quite a bit. Oh, I'm so happy. So happy now. Which means I can get out of the bathtub here pretty soon and get on with my day. Not that there's much for me to do today. What else do I have to do? Oh boy, I don't even have to execute some of my online duties. My website, which is not my website, but the website that I'm a moderator for, is being moved to a different server. So it is actually offline today. So I don't have to do any spam hunting. I don't have to go to the store. I don't have to go to the library or anywhere else. It looks like today is just another day of watching football and other sports. And that will be good. That will be good therapy for me today because I need to take it easy, make sure I do not re-aggravate my back. Who am I, you might ask? I'm the guy with the bad back, among other things. And I am also Tobe, the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on Anon Radio. All right, well, I'm going to sit here for a few minutes and then get out of the tub. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。Welcome to